Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and peace and blessings, family. It is another Friday night, 7:30, and this is Vonnie, your sexual wellness coach, along with Z.
And I am Z, your love and sex enthusiast, and we do welcome you to another episode of Let's talk love, sex, and nutrition. Hey, Bonnie.
Hey, Z, my beautiful queen. How are you this week?
Oh, my gosh. I am so grateful, so blessed. And I've been calling myself adorable, so I am adorable today. How are you?
I know that's right. I am blessed and favored.
Amen, amen. Aren't we all giving thanks always? Giving thanks.
Yes, yes. So here we are on another beautiful, quite chilly. If you're on the East Coast here, it is a little chilly. Friday evening on another episode of Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition. And, you know, I'm excited every week, but I have, you know, one of my dear friends is going to be our guest tonight. Our special guest is author and intimate relationship coach, Nakima Lee. And we're going to have her on the show this evening. But before we introduce Nakima this evening, we're going to do our regular housekeeping for those listeners that are new to Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition. Again, I am Vonnie, a sexual wellness coach, and we have Z, which is our love enthusiast. And we make a disclaimer before the show starts because this is a family channel during the week. There's a lot. We have a lot of good, wonderful shows that come on this Blog Talk station during the week. But on Fridays, and still continue with good shows and good content, on Fridays, though, the show is rated R. So we just like to let our adult listeners know if you're listening on speaker or in an area where there are small children around, you know, the things that we'll be talking about may not be appropriate for their young ears. So we just want to let adults know that, and again, with being a sexual wellness coach, we, and Z being, you know, our love enthusiast, we are not medically trained doctors. We are not psychotherapists, but we do talk about things that are related to health and vitality and nutrition. And so if you're under any type of, you know, medical conditions or care, if you hear any suggestions that we might have throughout the show, we always recommend that you first have communication with your primary care physician, doctor. So without further ado, is that it? Did I miss anything, Z?
No, I think you covered everything except I'm a love and sex enthusiast. I don't want to leave that part out because you know I love talking about sex, girl. So we can't leave that part out. I'm enthusiastic about love and sex and nutrition, of course. We always got to bring in nutrition, but yeah, you covered everything as well.
Right. Yes, thank you.
I just want to say this real quick because I was listening to Dee's show last night and they got on the subject of sex. And she said, I cannot talk about sex and not bring up my friend Zakiya because she loves talking about sex. And she said, I hate to be putting you out there. I said, it's okay. I'm okay with it today. I don't have no problem talking about sex because I love
right.
sex. I love
right.
talking about it. I love being about it because it's all God. I thank you so much. So I just wanted to say that.
I know that's right. So here on this show, you know, we've had past shows. We had our men's panel a couple of weeks ago, and we had, you know, we get a lot of good feedback on our shows, and I want to thank our listening audience for providing your feedback because we do want to stay engaged with our audience and continue, you know, contacting us and letting us know, you know, if you like the show or if there are certain questions that you would like for us to ask or certain guests. You know, we are open to that. So, and we talk about, you know, orgasms and sexual vitality and, you know, and relationships and things like that. And today, though, we are, you know, continuing that conversation with sex and nutrition. And today we are going to be talking about depression. And Nakima, she is going to be, you know, getting more into that. And I'm just have the pleasure of introducing her. And Nakima has a very colorful story. And at the age of 7, she was molested, abandoned at the age of 11, and on her own since the age of 14. She is an author, editor, and intimate relationships coach, and certified law of attraction guide and national touring speaker with Pop Erotica Variety Show, The Sweets. Nakima Lee now teaches in 30 cities around the country, over 120 shows a year alone. And she is a former Girl for Hire, so she has been able to transform her trials and tribulations into triumph, to where she is committed and empowering women all over the world on how to love themselves, how to honor themselves. And she doesn't, she doesn't take that victim, being, a victim and live in that. She is using her life as a testimony of how to persevere. So this woman right here, like I said, she's phenomenal. She's the editor-in-chief of Desire Magazine and the author of A Rock Star Sex Life. And I'm excited because my girl just put out another book called Get Intimate, and we're going to be talking about that this evening as well. So without further ado, I would like to welcome my dear friend, Miss Nakima T. Lee. Hi, Nakima.
Hey.
Hello.
Peace and blessings. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's such an honor and pleasure to have you back on the show, Nakima. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us this evening.
Oh, well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Hey, gorgeous. I hear you back there.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I had to jump in here and say welcome to. We are so, so, so excited. I've been asking Vonnie, when is Nakima coming back on? Because you only gave us a snippet the last time you were here. So thank you for coming to share this evening with us. We bless you, bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. I'm so honored to be in the presence of such queens. Like, it's time for a healing and time for a change, and you guys are definitely the beacons of light that are doing that. So I'm completely honored to be here. So thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Queen. So, Nakima, I introduced you as an intimate relationship coach, and, I wanted, before we get into the show, I wanted to for you to have the opportunity to explain, what is an intimate relationship coach?
Well, that's always the first question that I get anywhere that I go, because it's like when people think about intimacy, they automatically think about sex and sexuality. But truly, my job is to help people love themselves so that they can love other people. That's the bottom line. And being an intimacy coach, what my vision is, what my job is, to allow for you to be seen. When I think about intimacy, I think about in to me see the real me. And so many times we go through life and in relationships, we don't allow people to see our true selves. So what I try to help people to do is to discover that person, that thing that's within them, so that they can feel free and loved enough to share that with another human being, so that together they can be in a relationship that is full, that is wholesome, that is honest, and that's authentic.
Oh, wow. because you're right, we do get it confused to where we confuse sex with intimacy. And I just discovered Periscope a few weeks ago, and I did, like,
congratulations.
Thank you. And I actually have my first Periscope scope or talk. I don't know what the terminology is. I feel like an old fuddy-duddy sometimes trying to, work with this technology, but and the fact that I just use the word fuddy-duddy too. But, and the conversation was, sex is not intimacy. and you know, tend to get that confused in this society.
Yeah, we do. We are so sex starved that any way that we can perpetuate some sort of emotional connection to sex, we try to. So when people think about intimacy, they automatically think, oh, it's just having sex really, really slow. And that's not it. Mm-hmm. That's not it at all. It's about the connection. It's about knowing who you are and being that person in that space. A lot of women, when they're having sex, they don't even think about the sex. They're thinking about the dishes, the kids, the job, the cars, the, you know, will he love me in the morning? Will he call me tomorrow? Does he love me now? Is this just about sex? And they're not even in the moment in order to really appreciate the orgasm. And I've learned over the years, you know, having emotionless sex, that sex is physical. And I've said this before, that sex is a physical manifestation of what's going on inside. So if you are broken, bruised, battered, and or depressed, your sex life is going to replicate that. Your life in general will replicate that, what's going on inside of you. So if you're not a whole individual, I do not recommend entering into any type of relationship, whether it's a romantic relationship or even a business relationship, because even in our business lives, we hook up with people who are incomplete and bring us down, and we wonder why we can't make no money with them.
Right. And you mentioned, so, you know, being present.
Can you speak a little bit about what that wholeness is? Because I think, you know, we hear that word all the time, whole, perfect, and complete, wholeness, two people coming together, being whole. What does that encompass? Tell us more about what that encompasses in terms of, you know, if you're seeking, you know, you're down here dating, you're looking, and you may be up on, you know, the websites and things. What does that person have to come with when they're whole? And what do we come with? Because, you know, we got to come whole as we're expecting wholeness.
Right. Well, from my experience, wholeness is if I'm one by myself. You hear people say, he completes me, or she makes me happy, or they make me whole. There's a space missing. There's a love missing. There's an appreciation for self that's missing. And we sometimes feel that another thing, that thing could be sex, food, alcohol, cars, a thing could make you feel better. Or then we substitute that with a person. If I'm with this person, I feel complete. I feel renewed. I feel happy. I feel successful. When you're able to feel that emotion on your own in a room by yourself with no TV, no radio to stimulate you, but only your personal mind to say, you know what, I am happy with the person I am. I am happy with the person I am becoming, and I am extremely satisfied with myself. So when I take my satisfied, full, and happy self into a relationship with someone else, I can give them something without having to say, okay, I gave you my love, now you must give me something. No, God doesn't work that way, and neither should we. God doesn't say, oh, well, I'm going to love you, and until you come to church on Sunday, then I'm only going to love you until Sunday, till Wednesday, and then on Wednesday I'll give you a little bit more love, and then I won't love you again until Sunday. No, that's not how it works. You come in the relationship. I love me. I'm satisfied with me. If you want to be with me, great. If you don't want to be with me, great. I'm not going to die tomorrow if you break up with me. Why? Because I'm okay. I was okay when you met me. I'm going to be okay when you leave. It's your loss. You don't want this greatness that's in front of you? Totally okay with that. You make that choice. But I'm not going to be devastated when you leave my presence. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. It absolutely does, because that wholeness, like you said, being complete with yourself first. And I think a lot of times, Nakima, as we, you know, our desire for that companionship, we're asking for something that, and I heard this a long time ago, we're asking for things that we don't even have complete within ourselves, and then we wonder why that complete person is not coming. Well, we know that everything is energy, and whatever we are missing or not having or not connected with is not going to be connected with us. So, yes, I absolutely agree. And thank you.
You're welcome.
So, Nakima, you had mentioned that a lot of us are sex stars, and we think that intimacy is slow sex. So what is being sex star? What does that look like?
Like rock stars, like sexual rock stars?
So you said sex starved, like we're starving.
Oh, sex starved. Oh, well, that's like when you feel guilty about, when you feel ashamed to either talk about sex or even talk about your desires with your partner, when you're having what I call friction sex. You're literally just laying there and somebody is on top of you, beating up your vagina, and there's nothing in it for you. You're not getting anything in it, and you're not putting anything in it, and you're not getting anything out of it. That's sex starved. So when you see things on in the pop culture, like on TV, like Family Guy, for example, which is a cartoon, by the way, and it has so much sexual innuendos in it, even to our toothpaste commercials have sexual innuendos. There's a cereal commercial, and it's a Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Thank you, Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal commercial, where the Cinnamon Toast Crunch licks the other Cinnamon Toast Crunch. You know what I mean?
I'm familiar with that commercial too. And I remember like, huh? That's
exactly. It licks the other cereal. Like my cereal don't lick each other when they're in the bowl. Why does my cereal need to lick each other when it's on TV? And when we are not allowed to express ourselves sexually, we have to go into hiding and doing it. So when you're with your partner and you can't, let's say one time you actually was real brave and you talked to your partner and you say, you know what, I really like it when you spank me. I like when you're really, really rough with me. And that person may not be in that space to receive that at that time. And they'd be like, ooh, that's dirty. That's nasty. Why would you even think that? Or you're with your good girlfriends and you say, you know what, girl, I really love to give head. Like, I love it. I love it sloppy and wet and nasty. And she's looking at you like, ooh, girl, I would never do that. Like, oh, no, that's just disgusting. That is beneath me. So now you feel ashamed to even talk to your good girlfriend about the experience you had yesterday where you felt empowered and you felt righteous and you felt good and you made him have an amazing experience. You can't talk to her anymore because she made you feel that shame, and vice versa. You've talked to your partner about your desire and they shunned you. So now you're like, I can't even tell them what I want or that this doesn't even feel good to me because I don't want them to think that I'm a freak. So we hide ourselves, and what happens is it builds and builds and builds, and either we decide to get out of the relationship because we're unhappy, or we find ourselves doing other things for satisfaction, i.e. we overeat, we overdrink, we overstimulate when it comes to illegal substances or other people. We find our happiness in other beds.
So how do we combat that, you know, feeling sexually starved? Because you know, the porn industry is on and popping. And I used to work for Post Company years ago. And I remember, you know, I wasn't privy to all the customers, but I did know this is that the majority of our customers that were in these big, you know, warehouses with these servers, like the majority of them were in the pornography industry. And it's like, wow, no, you don't think about the, you know, that in that realm. But now, since we have so much access to every and anything, you know, it's like, you know, what do we do with our desires? We live in a world now where you can just text and send a picture, or you can just Google something and you can, you know, that stuff. So, you know, with the technology and everywhere, but yet we're still sexually starved. You know, what are some solutions to coming out of this?
Well, The greatest solution is what we talked about earlier, is really identifying who you are and being happy and satisfied with who you are. So if I love to give head and I'm talking to a bunch of girlfriends and I tell them, you know, I love the experience, and one or two of them be like, she nasty. And I'm like, you know what, sis? You are entitled to that opinion, but your opinion doesn't affect my happiness.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't. And I can only be that confident because I love myself. I love myself enough not to let another person's opinion downplay my life. And we get so caught up in trying to please and trying to make other people like us. And I learned nobody's going to like you. They talked about Jesus. They're going to talk about you too. It's okay. Keep it moving. Love you enough to stay happy. If putting penis in your mouth makes you happy, then you do what makes you happy. If doing seven people at one time makes you happy, then you be happy. If somebody has an opinion about it, opinions are like buttholes. Everybody's got one. But the only one that matters is yours.
Right. Wow.
So that's the solution. And it sounds really metaphysical and everything like that, but it's truly the I can tell you 900 other things that you can do to solve that problem, but at the end of the night, once all of that superficial exterior stuff has been dealt with, what is going to really stick and stay with you is what you work on internally. And the only person that you are solely responsible for is you, no one else, not even your own children. They came through you, but they are not here for you. They're here for themselves. And once we realize that you are solely the only person that you can control, the only person that you have any real influence on is yourself. And love yourself, period. And when you can do that, it doesn't matter what anybody thinks about you. You're going to go out and you're going to live your life to its absolute fullest. And I believe that. I believe that with all of my heart.
I love it. I love it. Yes, and with that note, we're going to break for a quick commercial, and when we come back, we're going to continue the conversation with Nakima Lee, and this is Vonnie, your sexual wellness coach, along with...
I am Z, your love and sex enthusiast, and we will be right back in a few short minutes.
All right.
Join us here on the Family Healing Circle, where we heal your mind, body, and soul. Every Sunday, we start your week off right with the delightful Deletta Gillespie and Updraft. It is always an educational and informational show. Tune in on Mondays for Totally Whole with Pastor Bridget and Pastor Cook as they give you the Word. Tune in on Tuesday with world-famous DJ Davey D as he plays all of your old-school favorites in R&B, hip-hop, jazz, house, and rap. Join us every Thursday where there's something different. The first Thursday of the month, ladies, is for you. Total Empowerment with the owner of Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa, Angela Hardy. On the second Thursday of the month, join relationship coaches Reverend Arlene Cahet and Reverend Harvey L. Bailey on One Love, One Connection, One Us as they answer all of your relationship questions. On the third Thursday of the month, men, it's time to man up with our own Sacred Masculine, Reverend Jamel Gilliam and the Sacred Masculine Show. On the fourth Thursday of the month, join me, Reverend Harvey L. Bailey, in the Inner Consciousness as I talk about self-help. When we have a fifth Thursday of the month, you can join Reverend Arlene Cahet with the Healing Paradigms right here on the Family Healing Circle, where we heal your mind, body, and soul every week.
All right, all right. Peace and blessings, family. This is Ronnie, your sexual wellness coach, along with...
I am Z, your love and sex enthusiast, and we welcome you back to another segment of Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition with our amazing guest, Nakima Lee. And Nakima, you've been giving us some good, good, good stuff this evening, breaking it all down about intimacy, what it means, intimacy, being comfortable with ourselves, loving ourselves, because we can't love ourselves if we don't love another. So thank you, thank you, thank you so much, and we welcome you back. Thank you for being here tonight.
Well, again, thank you for having me. I'm so honored to be here.
Yes. So, Nakima, you are an author as well as an intimate relationship coach, and you just recently came out with a book called Get Intimate. And do you mind just sharing with our guests, you know, what is Get Intimate? What, how did you come up with the title, and what can we expect from, you know, your latest piece?
Right. Right. Well, Get Intimate actually wasn't the original title of the book. The original title of the book was Unwanted, The Memoirs of an Angel. And it was my story. I started writing my story in 2008. And I sat down at a computer and I really needed to purge. And because I was so sad and I was so unhappy and I didn't know where my life was going. I was in my second marriage and it was in a real bad place. And, you know, the spirit was like, you really just need to let go of the past. So writing it down was my way of letting it go. And in the process of writing it, right at the very end, I went to Panera Bread, like most writers do, right? And I'm writing this story about my dad and how him and I had this physical altercation and I run away from home. And, you know, so I'm writing this thing and I go home. And as soon as I walk in the door, I noticed that there were things missing in my living room. And as I begin, I go in, and my husband's there, and my daughter's there, my son is there, and I look around, there's things missing in the kitchen. As I walk through the house, I start to see that there's things missing in the bathroom. And I get to the room, and my husband has his bags packed. And I'm like, you know, trying to take it all in, and he begins to speak to me. And there's a space in the book that's sort of, you know, eerily similar to what I'm about to describe to you. And he's talking to me, and I hear his mouth, I see his mouth moving, and all I hear is the words, I'm leaving. And I'm like, what do you mean you're leaving? I don't understand. Last night was great. We had a great time. Like, we are not arguing anymore. He essentially was like, I don't want to do this anymore. I quit. Mm-hmm. I'm leaving. And walked out. Packed his car. Car was already packed, unbeknownst to me. Packed the rest, took the rest that was left, said his goodbyes, and just walked out the door. And for the life of me, I couldn't finish the book. I felt like, mm-hmm, I was never going to get away from my past. I was always going to be the girl that somebody didn't want. I was always going to be the girl that nobody cared about. I was always going to be that girl. And that started the tape, the conversation in my head over and over again. Don't nobody want you. Your mother doesn't want you. Your husband doesn't want you. Your first husband cheated on you. Like over and over and over and over and over and over again. When I wake up in the morning, when I go to bed at night, when I'm at the grocery store, conversation, nobody wants you. You're not good enough. Nobody wants you, right? And
right.
So fast forward a few months, I'm now homeless, have two children to feed,
I'm living in a room of a friend, and I'm paying like $400 to live there in this, in a person's, like, if you had a 3-bedroom house, I'm living in your 3-bedroom house in your, in one of your guest bedrooms with my 2 children, right? Imagine that, right? And I have this book. It's in my computer. I'm looking at it every day, but it's reminding me of the pain that I'm in. And
right.
in that pain, I've decided that I don't want to feel that pain anymore. I don't want to feel that anymore. I don't want to feel, period, right? So
right.
I ship my children off. My son's father comes pick him up for Christmas. My daughter, I ship her off to my grandmother so she can have a Christmas that's normal. And I decide that this is it. I get on Facebook. I say, you know what? I'm so tired of this life. I don't want to do this anymore. I'm, you know, I'm ready to quit. And people are like, Nikila, you know, you're so perfect on the outside. Like, you're so lovely and you're so wonderful. And it's like, you don't know the pain that I'm in. When I smile
right.
at you, I'm in mm-hmm. pain. I'm hurting and I'm crying and I'm trying to tell you that I'm hurting and I'm crying, but nobody's listening to me because all they see is the beautiful face outside, right? So I say, you know,
right.
I'm going to get in this tub. I'm going to cut my wrists. I'm going to take these pills. I'm going to go to sleep, and I'm never going to wake up again, and I'm okay with that. Because I don't want to do this anymore. I have survived my mother's boyfriend putting his penis inside of my mouth repeatedly. I've survived my mother walking out on me. I've survived being on my own since I was 14, prostituting on the street when I was 16, miscarriages and other things and drugs and men and boys. And I've survived that. I've pulled my bootstraps up. I've gotten 3 college degrees. I was successful in marriage. Like, I failed, but I got myself back together. I had a great career. I climbed the corporate ladder, and look at me now. I'm 31 years old. I'm living in someone's room.
Mm.
I can't support myself. No one wants me. I'm unloved, and I'm telling this story to myself as I'm cutting my wrist, as I'm slipping into the bathtub. And a friend of mine comes over to the house. He's reading the artist and stuff on Facebook, and he comes in, and he finds me in the tub, and I'm, like, just barely thinking at this point. And he's talking to me,
mm-hmm.
and he's saying, Nikima, you know, I'm here to help you. If you want to die, let's die. And I was like, yes, I want to die. He's like, you really want to die? I was like, yes, I really truly, in the deepest parts of my soul, I want to die. He said, okay. So he takes me and he pushes me underneath the water. And I think I've probably told this story here before. He pushes me under the water. And in that very breath, I was like, yes, this is perfect. This is amazing. This is everything that I've ever wanted. Yes, thank you, God, for taking me. I'm so excited. And I take a breath. And I'm like, wait. Hold up. this ain't what I want. This ain't what I want. I don't want to die. Like, I don't want to die. Who wants to die? I don't want to die. And he pulls me back up, and he looks me in my face, and he goes, Nikima, you don't want to die. You just want the pain to go away. And I was like, yes, mm-hmm. I just want to stop hurting. I just want to be loved. I just want to be held. I just want to feel real, right? So
right.
long story, I checked myself in. I realized that what's really going on inside of me is this little 11-year-old. Like, I know there was molestation at 7, but because it was never presented to me in a negative way, that really didn't have a negative effect on my life. It was a,
right.
being 11 and my mother walking out on me that changed my whole dynamic. So I have this little small 11-year-old crying inside. That intimacy, that me inside that nobody saw, That's what I was trying to run from. That's who I was who was crying out and screaming for attention with the men and the drugs and the food and the whatever I can replace. That was the wholeness that was broken. So I began 2010. I took that whole year to really figure out what love was, because I was chasing love. I said, I must feel love. I must understand what love is. And it wasn't until I got to the end of that year and I was like, I figured it out. I figured out that I can't get love from a man. I can't get love from a food. I can't get love from a drug. I can only get love from me. And the me that's inside, that God me, that goddess me, that's the one that's where that love is going to come from. And I learned that. And the title of the book was Unwanted, because that's how I felt this part of my life was. I was unwanted. And as I was going through life, I started to talk about intimacy and really truly understanding what intimacy was and what intimacy is. And as I was pulling myself back together, I'm traveling the country now. I'm talking to so many different women. I'm talking to so many different couples. And we're having the same conversation about, I'm not happy in my relationship. I'm not happy in my marriage. I'm not happy in where I am in life. And something said, okay, it's time for you to start having this conversation about love again, about what intimacy really is. And I had this book, and I said, you know what, let's just retitle this Get Intimate. Because at the end of the book, I put something there where I had a spiritual experience, and it was time to get intimate. It was time to get real. It was time to just say, you know what, this is who I am. I am either broken or healed. I am either whole or incomplete. Let's get intimate. So it's really a window into my life so that you can get intimate with me, so that you can have an understanding what it is to be Nikema for a day. But really, it's a mirror that I'm trying to hold up to say, everybody's got a story. Everybody's been there. Everybody's been on the brink of, I want to quit this thing called life. And at the end of the book, there's a summation. There's an outlet. I can't tell you what it is because then I'll give it away. But there's a thing at the very end of the book that gives you something to hold on to until the next book comes out, because it's a series. So, but really, get intimate, and the reason why I named it that is really so that you can get intimate with me and that you can see the real, true vulnerability that comes with living this life, living, just truly living, which is hard.
And you mentioned, you know, that vulnerability, because, and I want to thank you for this, for putting this out and us talking, having this conversation about suicide and depression, because that's real, you know, and the fact that you are, you know, that you're sharing this experience on with me and on the show, you know, someone needs to be listening to this message. And to the story, because we cry in the dark, we cry in secret, because we have these masks on that we, you know, everything is good and dandy, but in the inside, we're just yearning to be loved and understood. But we don't get it with ourselves. We're not comfortable with that alone time with ourselves, you know. And you know, and that's where it starts at. I know that you know, when I was doing the research on the show, knowing that we would be talking about depression and suicide, and the statistics are astounding. Mm-hmm. And just in my lifetime, you know, I'm 37. And within my lifetime, I've known several ended their life because they, you know, because they felt that they weren't heard and they cried out. And, you know, and maybe what they weren't taking seriously or whatever have you. So, you know, by you having the courage to put your story out here, sis, I really appreciate you for doing that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I just want to say I thank you too, Nakima. It's really, whew, I mean, girl, whew, I don't even know. I'm so touched by your candidacy and your ability to express what it is that you were going through and to be truthful and honest about taking that step, because there are a lot of people, and I'm included in that, when I've had been at the point in my life where, like, I don't want to be here anymore. I just don't want to be here anymore. And when you take that road to attempt suicide, and then you realize that, I don't want to do that. I really do want to live. And it just is just what your friend said. You just want to be past the pain. You don't want to hurt anyone. And Nakima, you talked about the little girl. And I think for so many women and men, unfortunately our brothers are not as open to going deep within and realizing that when they were molested as little boys, that they still carry that with them. Mm-hmm. And it comes out in all kinds of ways. And so, we have a lot of beautiful sisters like yourself doing inner child work, you know, getting to the root, getting to the core, because when you've been molested, you don't feel like you've been loved. If you've been abandoned, you don't feel like you're loved. And who in the world wants to go without being loved? Everybody wants to be loved. Everybody wants to feel accepted. Everybody feels like they want to be a part of something. And when you have that disconnect, you feel like, what's the point of me being here? So, you know, to heal that little girl that you could even come to know that was that 11-year-old crying out because mommy's not there anymore, she just left me. And, you know, all these things have happened to me and I've had to live on the street. So, my God, I just honor you for who you are today, that you came through that. Your story is phenomenal. You're going to help a whole lot of people. Because the whole thing about it is when we keep it inside and we don't talk about it, when we bury it deep, then it just continues to fester and fester and fester until, you know, that's why people go crazy, you know, that's why people do drugs, that's why people blow their brains out. Those are the reasons why. So thank you so much for your courage and for doing this work and opening up the space for all of us look in at our and Nakima, you said the most important thing is self-love. When you can get to that point in your life, when you love yourself above and beyond all the other stuff, then you can go through and get through anything. So I honor you. I can't wait to get your book and the sequel. That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And Nakima, can you share with our listeners how they can, get the book and be in contact with you?
Absolutely. Right now you can go to NakimaLee.com, NIKEEMALEE.com, and just click the book and it'll take you to the pay page. And what happens is I'll send it to you. I'll autograph it for you because I am self-published. It comes directly from me. It's a beautiful opportunity for us to create a connection because you'll give me your email address as a part of that. And we'll be a part of my newsletter community, and you'll get updates and new classes that will have coming out and specifically about depression, because this is the what I call the winter blues. There's a lot of people. I was talking to a sister of mine earlier today, and we talked about from about August is where people start to come out of the summer fun, and they start to look around at what their harvest. It's harvest time. They start to look around at what they've gotten over the year, and if you're not doing the work
now to create relationships, to create bonds, to create, you know, festivities for the Christmas season or the holiday season, you'll find yourself alone, and you'll start to recognize where you are around August, September time, and we begin to panic. And if we find ourselves alone and we don't desire to be alone, we begin to become sad, and we will start to replace that sadness with whatever we can put in place. And sometimes it's good for us, and sometimes it's bad for us. So the 17th of December, I'm having a teleconference. It's a teleconference call, and we're going to be talking about depression, but not from a sense of you have depression or these are the signs of depression, because we know ourselves, we know our bodies, we know our minds. I'm going to talk about how to survive it, how to get up in the morning, how to move forward, because so many people address depression as you're depressed, you're always going to be depressed, this is how you live with depression. My conversation is, how do you start living again? So that's what we'll be talking about. And it's going to be a women-only group, because I'm going to have a men-only group with a very good friend of mine. He tried to commit suicide with two automatic rifles and failed. And he's going to give his story and his testimony on how he survived it, but how he's living today. Because that's the ultimate goal. We have to start talking about living and not feeling sorry for folks and living in your soup and listening to your story. Because, you know, I could tell that story better than anybody in the world, and I can make you fall in love with my drama and my trauma. But let me tell you the story about my day when I wake up and I'm grateful and I'm thankful for just the sunlight, for being able to be under a roof, like to have my legs. Like, we don't take it's the small things, and I'm about to get so emotional right now, because we don't take the love for the small things, the running water. We don't have to go out 7 miles down the road and pump water and carry it back on our head. We don't have to do that. We don't have to boil our water to make it sanitary. It comes out of the tap, even though you shouldn't drink it out of the tap, but it comes out of the tap. You can get water just like that. We have animals in our house, like domesticated animals in our house. How wonderful is that? We get piped in TV signals, entertainment, right there. How wonderful life is. And sometimes when you're in a depressed state of mind, you can't see any of that. So the conversation that we'll be having on the 17th, which is free, and you can RSVP for it by simply emailing me right now and becoming a part of my network. So you can go to NikimaLee.com, and on the top of the screen it says Become a Lover. You put your name and your email address right there, and you'll get the update, which will come out this Monday. Where you can sign up and RSVP for that particular class, because you want to be a part of this conversation, and you want to know how to live, because just walking around every day saying, I've got depression, I've been diagnosed with depression, I'm always going to be depressed, I'm living with this. Why would you want to live with that? That's like saying, I got a knife in my back, but I'm going to live with it instead of going to the hospital and getting it removed.
Right. You know, a lot of times we get, we get comfortable and caught up in our story and being the victim. And that is like, you know, what we, even though we're living miserable, we're compact that we are offering solutions to how to get out of that, you know, really is a test. Well, how bad do you really want to get out of this? And Nikim, I'm going to post your information about the upcoming talk on the Love, Sex, Nutrition website as well. So on Facebook, so that listeners can get access to it as well. So wow, this is amazing. And doing the work, you know, getting to the root of the to what it is, because, you know, we don't just people don't just pick up cigarettes and overeat and, you know, do reckless things just because. A lot of times there is an underlying issue that has not been dealt with, and we just continue to live life and go with the current and suppress and be depressed, and we just go, you know, it's just for this perpetual cycle. And, you know, and not even getting to the lineage in our family, you know, but just dealing in this physical of who we are as Nakima, who we are as Vonnie, you know, like that's a lot. And so offering ways to get out of that is and support, you know, and having people to listen to you is, you know, we need that. We need more of that. Because we're hurting, you know, and hurt people. So we want to be loving people and heal people so that we can heal people.
Very true.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Can you speak a little bit about the sweet spot?
Yes. Good segue, because... Girl, let me tell you, the sweet spot is exactly that. It is the sweet spot. It's a paparazzi variety show. And basically, it's a burlesque show. And what burlesque is, like a lot of people think that burlesque is the slow striptease where you sort of show but you don't show. What burlesque really means is variety show. Back in the 20s, a variety show included the dancer, included a comedian, and included like tap dancers, things like that. And so what they've done is they've taken this and made it modern and brought in great music, great fun, great energy. It's a high impact show from start to finish. You never really get a chance to, you know, sit down if you don't want to. Like, it is a great, great show. And what I do there is I provide just a sense of erotic education. So I teach anything from sex toys to deeper fellatio techniques to conolingus techniques to, you know, having better orgasms. So it's a wonderful show. And like I said, we're in 38 different cities now, and growing. Yeah, I'm excited about where we're going in 2016, and it's phenomenal. And our last show of the year is our biggest show of the year, which is D.C., and we do about 600, two shows, but 600 to 700 people just packed in there like sardines, having a good time, talking about sex, girl. It is amazing. I love it.
It is. Look, it is amazing. And Nakima, I got my ticket for the 19th of this month. I went to the show for my birthday in September, so I had the pleasure of celebrating my birthday at the Sweet Spot.
Yay!
Vouch that this show is amazing, and the guests that I had invited, they didn't know what to expect, and I didn't know what to expect either, but let me tell you, Nakima, they are still talking about this show, and so much, like I said, that my sister was there, and she was like, you know what, Vonja, we got to do this again, because when we found out, when I told her that we were going to be in D.C., she got her tickets, and we will be there.
Awesome.
Yes, and from what I understand, it's schoolgirl night, right?
Yes, it's naughty schoolgirl, naughty teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, that sounds like so much fun.
Yes.
And so you said it's the 17th in D.C. The 17th is on a Wednesday?
No, the 19th.
No, the 19th in D.C. It's on a Saturday. The 17th is the Depression Teleconference.
Okay, got that. Well, you know, that sounds like so much fun. I'm going to have to take off work for that one because that sounds like my kind of show.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. That's awesome. I wanted to ask a question of you. We put a question out to our brothers a few weeks ago, and we asked them, what is good pussy? And And so we got responses like confidence, her smile, the arch in her back, and then the following, what it was, the following week, Bonnie, that we had Brad Ali on, and
we got a whole different
you know, a whole different description. But I wanted to ask you, you know, you were talking about, you know, women and our loving ourselves, and what do you say is confidence with a woman in the bedroom? How is she confident when a man gets turned on by a woman and her confidence in the bedroom?
See, you know, this is a, you know, I don't answer questions like this because the obvious question would be, you know, she feels good about herself. She feels very sensual and sexual. But the truth is, confidence happens way before you get to the bedroom. It happens long before you take your clothes off. It's a, like sex, and when I say this, I mean this. Sex is 95% mental. It is 95% mental. The physical part is just the icing on the cake. Once you are in your brain, in your mind, that you are either sexy, that you are loved, that you are believed, that this is real. Like, these are words that if you have them as a woman and you go into a relationship, and I'll talk about, you know, a current relationship that I'm in right now. And we were talking about this a little bit earlier today. So when I first met him, right, I was in a sweet spot, and I'm very sociable. I'm a social butterfly. So I was in a corner with a bunch of VIPs with somebody's birthday, and we had just finished doing birthday lap dances, right? Vonda, you remember birthday lap dances, right?
Yes.
So we were doing birthday lap dances, and at the end of it, we were just, like, embracing each other, like, giving hugs and everything. Guy, he comes around because he was a part of that group, but he was late. And he stood in front of me, and I just hugged him. I simply was able to just give of myself without any question, without any judgment, without any hesitation. Why? Because I was that person already going into the hug, right? So I embraced him, and very fortunate for me that he was open to receive that love and was mature enough to give it back. So the hug, as unexpected as it was so fulfilling. And we both looked at each other like, you give great hugs. Like, okay, who is this? Who is this guy? So a little conversation later, some really well-placed hands, some really well-placed eyes, the conversation said, okay, I might want to see you later. And I was very frank and very upfront, like, if I sleep with you, I'm not just sleeping with you. You need to come with me than more than just your penis. You've got to give me everything that you've got in you before I lay down with you. It might be a one-night stand. It might be a booty call. I don't care what you want to quantify it as. But when you lay down with me, you are going to give me everything. Now, he had two choices, either say no or say yes. And I knew if he said yes, then he was somebody worth me giving my vagina to. Why? Because he could have easily been like, she crazy. I'm not giving her nothing. She don't deserve anything. But if he was willing to give everything that he had in that space to me, then I knew I could give everything that I had to him. And that's what we did. And it was so wonderful. And because I had the confidence already within me, I could bring that to the bedroom. So I can say on the way to the hotel room, be naked when I get there. I can say when I get there, lay down and let me take care of you. I could do that because I had already had that in me, that self-love, that confidence, that self-satisfaction that we talked about earlier. It's something that you have to cultivate within you first long before you get into the bedroom. So that's my answer.
Wowie.
I'm right now.
Thank you, girl. Ooh, you crafty with that one.
But that's so true. That mm-hmm. is so true, because it exudes. It has no other choice. When you are, you know, we play around. We call, not play around, but actually we call each other goddesses. And when you tap into that godliness, like, you know mm-hmm. that what you have to offer is divine. And that anybody that should have the pleasure of coming into your divinity, as freaky as it may get, you know, it is divine. It can still be divine. Mm-hmm. But it's a privilege. It's mm-hmm. a privilege. And, I mean, and for you both to have that experience. So, mm-hmm. yay.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's so very, very important when you said that confidence starts, you know, way beyond that. You come with it. You're in love with yourself. And you know who you are, and you're not accepting anything less than the best.
Right.
And you know that you can, and I really want our sisters to hear this, because we are the treasure. And mm-hmm. so many of us go out here, and I think Myra said it so magnificently last week, we go out here doing everything we can to make ourselves, you know, like, are we okay? Are we okay? Are we okay? Yes! Absolutely, we are okay, just as we are, absolutely, and we are the treasure. And so, mm-hmm. you know, to carry ourselves with that, and again, of course, it starts with how do you look at yourself when you look in the mirror, and
mm-hmm.
do you treasure your yoni so that you're not letting anybody up in your yoni, and if they ain't coming right and exactly what you asked for, you got.
Mm-hmm.
We have the right to ask for what we want. And if they ain't coming with it, then thank you very much.
They don't get it.
That's right. And keep it moving. And if every sister is saying that, then I think that makes our brothers have to take a look at the way they come.
Mm-hmm. And they will change. And see, that's, and we are the gauge of which life is measured. If a man is, he will take the path of least resistance. And tonight I had a wonderful conversation with a beautiful queen out in L.A., Miss Chloe Love, and she dropped some knowledge on me, because I'm still learning how to be a woman, because I didn't have, you know, a great figure. So there's still right. things about me that I'm learning, even at 38 years old. So
right.
She dropped some stuff on me tonight that made me reevaluate my own value. Even though I thought my value system was already high, she's like, nah, you can't sit with me if you still thinking like this. Like, what you mean, sis? What you mean? I'm supposed to, you know, make a man show up for me. He wants to see me, then he should demand to see me. He's supposed to make that provision to be seen. Like, what you mean? I'm supposed to run over. Can I just go? She's like, nah, you know, not with me. You can't get your life. And it's like, you know, we have this mindset that men will reject us. And it's the other way around. Men will do whatever you ask for them because they're afraid that you will reject them. And I'm not saying do anything that would be demeaning and demoralizing or manipulative. No, 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 no. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying if you desire for a man to be in your presence, a man desires you to be in his presence, then he's supposed to be a man. Let him be a man. Let him
right.
make that space for you to be there.
Mm-hmm.
We're so wrapped up in this, I'm independent, I can do my own thing. Because I was there. I was like, but I can afford. I can go. And she was like, nah. It's not about you can afford it. It's about him being a man and allowing that space to be present. And I was
right.
like, wow. Wow. Okay. You're right. You're right. So I learned today. I'm always learning.
Oh, my gosh. You know, we have so often put ourselves in the back burner. You know, we are the queens, you know, mm-hmm. and I always say this, and I know it sounds sexist or whatever, but God made woman. God made us, and God mm-hmm. made us to bring forth life.
Mm-hmm.
So I really feel like we got top billing over here, because don't nobody come into this world but through woman.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I think that we have allowed ourselves to take that step back a whole lot further than we ever should have.
Mm-hmm.
And then in so many instances, our men do not honor and respect us because we first are not honoring and respecting
mm-hmm.
ourselves. You know, when you think about, we're talking about depression and, you know, suicide and, you know, abortions and all of the things that women go through and
mm-hmm.
just honoring ourselves. And, you know, you get pregnant by a guy and he says, well, I ain't ready for no baby, so you go out and kill a baby. Well, what? You know,
mm-hmm.
you're following something you're not even allowing yourself to stand up and be who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And so as the queens, we are here to set the example. As the queens, we are here to say what it is that we want with love, always in the space of love. You know, sometimes you hear brothers say, you know, black women are so angry, I can't be around them, I'm going to go out and find me, you know, some other race of woman who's more humble. I do say that we have a lot of sisters who have some issues about how to express themselves in ways that are not gentle and kind and loving. However, we have had for the places that we have, but once we are loving ourselves, we don't have to come off harsh and mean and nasty. Because guess what? When you're loving yourself, you're going to be attracting loving people in your life. And we're going to be releasing anything that's not showing up in love. And I truly, truly, truly believe that when we change how we present ourselves, everybody around us is going to change. And that means the brothers are going to come different.
Yep.
They're going to come right. They're going to come correct. They're going to come honoring, you know, and all of those things. So I think all of that is important. Important. Okay, I'm complete.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Amen.
You're
yes.
the guest. I'm a big carrying away. Okay, you go ahead, sweetie.
Right. The doors of the church are now open. Mm-hmm. Will anyone come?
If we have anyone open on the lines, that if you want to ask Nakima a question, we have about 15 minutes. If you want to talk to Nakima, ask her a question, have anything bearing up on your soul, please press the number 1 in the queue and come right on in and join the conversation.
All right. Get on the lines, Z, right now to see if we have anybody that wants to chime, and I don't see anyone at this time. So, Nakima, I have a question for you for Get Intimate.
Mm-hmm.
So can you tell us a little bit, like, about the book? I know what it's about, but tell us, you know, about the story, because
okay.
it's a fictional book, right? But it's based.
Right, so. Exactly.
Okay.
So I read the story about myself, but because it's so colorful, right, I decided to make it into a fiction so that there was a little bit more, I could get away with a little bit more liberties with the conversation. And it's about a young lady named Mecca Janae Daniels, and Mecca Janae Daniels is the heroine in this story. She's the main character. And it's based in her conversation. So we're in her head, and it starts to take place at her high school graduation. And she starts to talk about, you know, how the last 17 years of her life have been and how she got here and how she's so melancholy about, not melancholy, but she's so hard when it comes to life. Like, life has treated her so bad, and we try to figure out, like, girl, you're 17 years old. How much has life really beat on you?
And she goes, okay, let me tell you what happened. And let me show you what happened. Let me tell you how it was. And let me. And each chapter, it sort of segues from the past to the present, the past to the present, the past to the present. And it's just the style that I wrote it in. And it's really a conversation with Mecca. And you sort of, you know, introduced her and her life. And the opening sequence, I can tell you this, though, the opening sequence is going to blow your mind. Because when I wrote it as a dream that I actually had, the dream that I actually had. And it was so vivid to me. And it talks about how we got here on Earth, how we got here. And it might not be true. It may be true. It may be some ancient text or wisdom that I don't know, but it's in my DNA that this is how we got here. And I love it. This is the most intimate story that I've ever written. Most of my books are about teachings and practical stuff and lessons on life and things like that. But this book really is me. And I didn't want to release it because I didn't want the rejection because I was so into being liked by others. But now I'm like, you know what? Let me go ahead and share this with the world because I'm so happy to be able to live this life that I live, that this is my beginning. And when I take Mecca through the life challenges about sleeping with married men and the sexual traumas that she has as a young adult and, you know, the marriages. Like, so really, Mecca is going to be, you know, a lot of Nikema in the years to come. So you may see book number 12 where I'm having radio interviews with lovely women and we're talking about being queens and stuff. And goddesses, and you're like, wait a minute, this is us in this book.
I love it. Since I can't wait to get my hands on this book, I mean, it just sounds phenomenal. I read the Rockstar Sex Life in like in almost one sitting.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And so, like I said, I can't wait to get my hands on this copy, my autographed copy of your book.
Yes.
I want to, you know, if you can let the listeners again know how they can get their hands on it, Get Intimate.
Yes, just go directly to my website, NikemaLee.com, NikemaLee.com. And it's literally the first header. You click that button, it's going to take you to a payout. That's it. And once you're in the system, you're in the system, you're in my world, and I'm never letting you go.
I feel so loved. So, Z, did you have any final comments or questions?
Nikema, let me just say this. I am so already in love with that, that you wrote the book from a fictional place, although, you know, you add some true stuff to it. And, girl, let me just say, I was going to do a book the same way to talk about how we came here and all that. So I'm glad you went on and did it. Kudos to you. Congratulations. I am anxious to get my hands on it because I want to read your story. It just sounds so compelling, and I want to get to know more about you. And I know that as a writer, from one writer to another, we get to know about ourselves, and people get to know us through our writing. So bless you for your offering of love to the planet. And I also want to say, you know, so many of us struggle with that whole idea of releasing our books because we are afraid of rejection. I just had a conversation today with my beautiful mentor friend, coach, who really kicked me a few She said, if you don't do this thing by the end of this weekend, I'm cutting off a whole lot of stuff, and I was going to do that. But it's all about me getting my book out there. But that fear of rejection, that fear of not being accepted, and thank you for overcoming that so that you can put out this amazing work and we can get to know you and grow. And I know many of us will grow through this experience with you. I just want to, oh, my gosh, sister. Woo, I'm just blessed that you made the choice to stay here.
Mm-hmm.
And not only stay here, but stay here in excellence. Because you couldn't go the other way. You know, you could have taken it down the road, you know, and you let life take over you instead of you taking charge of life. So we're so honored to have you here, so blessed for the work and the service that you're giving of love on the planet. We are going to have you back again to talk about even more good and juicy stuff. And coming up on Sweet Spot, I just want to say thank you so much. Continue to do anything and everything that you're doing. And we're here. We got your back, girl. We got you. I love you,
thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you. Listen, so we have a caller that I'm going to bring in.
Yay.
And
thank you, caller.
Area code 904-2738. This is Vonnie. Welcome to Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition.
This is a very dear friend of the show, and I want you to know that I enjoyed Nikema, your story, your adventures, your life has been extremely inspiring. Thank you for sharing. Being in the warmer part of the world, 98% of the time, are any of your shows down in South Florida?
We were actually in Miami, what's today? Friday, we were in Miami on Wednesday at Art Basel.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I guess
we'll be back in March.
In March.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I guess I have to be one of those wonderful souls that get grafted into your gravitational pool and never letting go.
Get in.
I bring company, though.
Yes. Hey, listen. That's for another show. You're right. No.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Yes.
Thank you so much.
Quite exciting. Quite exciting. Thank you very much for sharing and letting it be known that it's okay to be you and not worry about what I think about you. Because what I think about you, it don't make you you. What you know about you is what makes you you. And that's what the story is not being told more times than not. It's a sad state of affairs that we don't tell our children, be you. Mm-hmm. And not what I thought you were going to be, because what I thought you were going to be wasn't you. That was another extension of me. Somehow I thought that was supposed to how it's supposed to be. Was I acting as though I knew how the flowers were going to grow? Did I act like I knew how the trees were going to bloom? How the birds were going to perch their nests in there? But so why do I get the privilege of telling you what you're going to be?
Mm-hmm.
We gotta let that go. And I'm glad to hear that you forced to reckon with of letting it go. Amazing. Amazing. 1 or 9. You're amazing.
Thank you. Bless you, my brother. Thank you.
Brother, yes, we give thanks. We always give thanks and praise when our brothers join us because we love, love, love having balance in our lives. And, you know, it speaks volumes to a man who can come on and listen to conversations around women. Let me tell you something. That's a smart man, because if you ever want to know about a woman, you got to listen to women conversations. So it's always a pleasure for our beautiful brother to show up. And also we just invite you to bring some of your other brother friends. Invite them to come on And listen, we want you to get to know us, and we want to get to know you in very special, intimate, and loving ways. We are not about the fight anymore, and we are not about the dragging each other down and tearing each other up stuff. We are on the way to bringing one love on this planet. We have to do that because we're raising amazing children. We want generations and generations to come of one love. So thank you, brother, for being a catalyst in making that happen. And we do love you so, so much.
Yeah. So, Z, we are, we're getting to the top of the hour now, and wow, the time has flown. But I know. But before we go, Nakima, again, I want to make sure that our listeners know, again, who you are and how they can contact you. So if you can share with us, again, your information, that would be wonderful.
Sure. Sure. And the website is NakimaLee.com. That's NIKEELEE. And that's really across all social media and all social platforms, Nakima Lee.
Okay.
And you can email me, and I've made it really simple, NakimaLee@gmail.com. You can hit me up on Facebook, on Instagram. Instagram is really where I perch and live. And also Periscope. That's where I do a lot of videos. And if you become a part of the community, I do private member-only Periscopes periodically.
Oh.
So it's always good to include me on your Periscope. That way I can include you in on those private one-on-one, you know, sort of members-only type of conversations.
And Nakima Lee, that's your Periscope handle?
That's my Periscope handle. Everything is branded.
All right. Fantastic. Z, did you have any closing remarks for Nakima before we wrap up another show?
You know, what can I say, my beautiful queen, except I love you.
I love you.
I feel your heart. I feel your love. I feel your love not only of yourself, but all of us. You incorporate that in just your being. Thank you so much. I am going to sign up for all those social, you know, I'm not a social butterfly when it comes to all that stuff. But you're going to have to help me with the Periscope thing. But I do want to become a follower. I do want to become a member because you have so much to offer that you have just only scratched the surface here. And so I know that, you know, becoming a part of your circle is going to only enlighten and help me to grow. And that's what I want to do, because that's what we do here, is we help people to grow in love. So we invite you back again, my sister. Go forth and create the most magnificent life of your choice. So much for being who you are. And we look forward to having you back again. I love you. One love.
Thank you. I love you, too. Thank you so much for, again, inviting me and creating this space. You ladies are definitely on the forefront of bringing that light to where darkness lives. And I appreciate you for what you're doing and what you're doing for this community. And I'm glad to be a part of anything. So anytime you want to talk, just call me.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, here you have it. Tonight on another episode of Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition. And I want to take time to thank our listening audience tonight for joining us, because you could have been anywhere, but you chose to be here with us this evening and to listen to our voices and to be a part of what it is that we have to offer. And I want to thank you for that. Because I don't take that lightly. And we're going to be back here again next week at 7:30 Eastern Standard Time on another episode of Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition. And we're going to have another beautiful sister next week. Her name is Shonda Tendai Brown. and she is the founder of Hilla Sister, and we'll be getting into the conversation of intergenerational trauma. So, and how and what that looks like now, as we here are here in the present, and how things in the past, in our generation and in our with our ancestors, how that has affected us today, in the here and now. So, that's what we have to look forward to next week, and then also we're going to lighten it up as well. So, I want to thank you again for joining us this evening. And Z, anything else you want to say before we close out, honey?
Family, as always, I love you all so much. You are the reason why we're here. If you're not here, there's no reason for us to be. So thank you so much for joining us, taking your time to be with us. We do invite you to share this segment. We are going to be posting up on Love, Sex, and Nutrition. Share it with your Facebook friends and Periscope and whomever else because we want everybody to hear the offering that Nakima gave tonight and to become more followers of her and, of course, to have more of you come to experience a Friday night at 7:30 with Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition. You know, it's a place that you can just come and hang out. You know, love you all. Until next week, namaste.
Namaste. Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings, my beautiful sister. I love you. God bless you.
Love you.
Thinking about it, boy, if you